With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The South is finally thawing. Donna Warder has more.
The South is slowly warming up after a freezing winter storm cut electricity, delayed airline flights, and shut schools. Snow and ice is melting in southern states, such as North and South Carolina and Georgia. Duke Energy says power has been restored to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. Airport officials in Atlanta say all roadways and parking lots have been cleared of snow after about 1,000 flights were canceled on Saturday. Atlanta got about 2 inches of snow. Last week, as much as 7 inches of snow fell in some spots like Memphis, a city that usually sees less than 3 inches of snow a year. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, California Governor Gavin Newsom is deploying an additional 1,000 members of the state National Guard to Los Angeles. They'll support wildfire suppression, assist in traffic control points, and get protection in some burn zones. He made that announcement on Sunday. Correspondent George Williams has more on the cost of the fires.
A preliminary estimate by AccuWeather estimates damage and economic loss thus far approaching $150 billion. By comparison, Hurricane Helene last fall was estimated upwards of $250 billion. One meteorologist with AccuWeather says, unlike previous California fires, which were in more remote areas, the current ones have struck in the densely populated metropolitan area around L.A. with some of the highest real estate values in the country. George Williams reporting.
An investigation's underway into the private drone that crashed into an aircraft battling the Southern California wildfires last week. The FBI says it's looking for the owner of the drone that punched a hole in the wing of a Super Scooper aircraft. This is SRN News. Young men are joining the Orthodox Church, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
So many, in fact, that denominational officials say they're planning to open new churches across the U.S. this year. Many young, often single men are learning about Orthodoxy online, and some say they were drawn to it because of its masculine leadership style. The Orthodox Church split from the Catholic Church in what is known as the Great Schism of 1054. Orthodox Christians currently make up just one half of 1% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A queer trans advocate has been convicted of injuring an officer with a homemade explosive at a 2023 campus protest over transgenderism at the University of Pittsburgh. Brian DePippa has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. His wife will serve 3 years probation for her role. The couple is part of a group protesting an April 2023 panel. This is SRN News. A Tennessee law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of its visitors largely blocked in court.
That action came as similar laws kicked in for Florida and South Carolina and remained in effect in other states. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman on December 30th ruled that Tennessee's law would likely suppress Free Amendment speech rights of adults without actually preventing children from accessing the harmful material in question. The state attorney general's office is appealing. Some 19 states have passed similar laws. John Scott reporting.
Poor sanitation at a Boar's Head factory in Virginia contributed to a massive listeria outbreak late last year. A new report from the Agriculture Department says inspectors found meat and fat residue from the previous day's production on the equipment, including packaging equipment. That listeria outbreak resulted in the deaths of 10 people. More details at SRNnews.com.